Now, a peculiarity of the Democratic race. This morning, when we consulted various websites to find out what the delegate count was, here's what we found. Clinton, 892. Obama, 716. That was according to the New York Times, a margin of 176 delegates for Clinton. But according to NBC News, it was 834 for Clinton and 838 for Obama. He's up by four. Not according to CNN, he's not. They said 823 for Clinton, 741 for Obama, an 83 delegate spread. CBS seems to have the biggest totals, 1,063 for Clinton, Obama 77 back at 986, and NPR uses the Associated Press tally, which today stood at 1,045 for Clinton, 960 for Obama. Now, bear in mind, delegates are the hard currency of the Democratic contest. We read that a candidate needs 2,025 to win a majority at the convention. So how can accounts of the score be so varied? Well, we figure if anybody knows, it's got to be Tad Devine. He's a Democratic political strategist, not working on any campaign this year, are you?
That's right.
But you were a delegate counter for John Kerry and others before that.
Yes, for a lot of Democrats.
Why should we be in doubt after Super Tuesday as to who has how many delegates?
Well, these numbers vary because different news organizations use different methods. Some of them include the superdelegates, the unpledged party leader and elected official delegates. The higher counts that are over 1,000 reflect those numbers. Other organizations are just looking at the pledge delegates, the delegates elected on the basis of the results of primaries and caucuses. The reason that within those pledge counts the numbers vary is that many of these states have caucus processes, like Iowa. Mm-hmm. People went to precinct caucuses, and they didn't elect national convention delegates. They elected delegates from the precinct to the county convention. Those county conventions haven't met yet. They'll meet later in the spring. They'll elect delegates at the county convention to the state convention. At the state convention, they'll begin to elect national convention delegates. So that process of moving from stage to stage in a caucus process changes the numbers, and there's fluctuation and variance in terms of the numbers. So that's one of the reasons mm-hmm. different organizations.
And that wouldn't be just Iowa, but also Nevada, Minnesota, Colorado,
right.
All the caucus
all
states.
All the caucus states.
But why shouldn't that then all translate into one set of numbers?
Well, because they're at odds. First of all, there are a lot of contests that happen on Super Tuesday that are still very close within individual congressional districts, mm-hmm. okay? And there's argument, particularly in these caucus states, about how the numbers round out. And that argument is ongoing and will go back and forth. So there's imprecision built into the caucus process. And there's also going to be arguments about the counting, even in primaries as well. And so it will lead to some fluctuations and variance.
Going back to delegates who will be selected in caucus states, because they really haven't selected national delegates yet, in those states, is the pledging fairly clear? That is, if you won the caucus by a lot, can you reason arithmetically as to what the total will be at the convention, or is there a lot of choice yet as to how delegates will go?
There's still some choice. Iowa's a good example. There's a lot of Edwards delegates elected in Iowa. There were delegates elected for other candidates in Iowa. Those people right now, their allegiance is unknown. Many of them. So there's a lot of play there. And the later caucus states, those numbers are going to pretty much hold true. So I think as you get into the caucuses from Super Tuesday and we see what those divisions of preferences were at the local level, they'll pretty much hold up as they go through the process, as long as these candidates both remain live candidates.
Of the numbers that I ticked off at the beginning of this interview, does any one of them strike you as being perhaps more accurate or perhaps wildly less accurate than the others?
Well, I'm not just saying this because I'm here, but I think the AP count, which seems to be the most comprehensive, which relies not just on the numbers and the results of the primaries and caucuses, but also some reporting, actually talking to the superdelegates, confirming on the record that people are for one candidate or another. In my mind, that's probably the most accurate count.
Tad Devine, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Good to be with you.
Democratic strategist and delegate counter, Tad Devine.